This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
College holds a mythic place in American culture, but there are stories you won't hear on the campus tours.
The higher-ups are concerned about one thing, and that is avoiding scandal.
I'm Margot Gray. On the new podcast, Campus Files, we cover everything from rigged admissions to the drama of Greek life and student protests. Listen to and follow Campus Files, an Odyssey original podcast, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This is Diamondbacks Radio. We've had a lot of people mispronounce this name. At first, I think he does mispronounce, then I'm not so sure.
Yeah, it got there. Came back with a curveball, and Malachi Moore rings up Jazz Chisholm Jr.
Ooh.
It's close. I think he says it right, though, but it's close. And this has happened now. I've had several people reach out to me on social media through the first four games saying, go back at this time, listen. And then I listen, like, it's close, but they're getting it right. I think when you hear it at first, it sounds off.
Sounds like Chisholm.
But it's not.
This one is not, huh?
I don't think it is.
All right.
Yeah, it got there. Came back with a curveball, and Malachi Moore rings up Jazz Chisholm Jr.
I think it's right.
No, that's fine. That sounded right to
me.
I think
it's right.
I mean, and there was a lot of conversation because he had long at-bats because he couldn't hit a ball last night. So
yeah. I mean, I think if you isolated the Chisholm part of it, you would hear Chisholm. That's what I think.
I heard Chisholm.
Yeah, I know. It's close.
Oh, by the way. It's Matinaconk. Stop with the Matinaconk, whatever the hell you're calling it.
Well, we have a Matinaconk.
I know.
I'm with Matinaconk.
I know.
But yeah, Matinaconk.
Matinaconk.
Matinaconk. Yes. Whatever. You know what I'm talking about.
Matinaconk.
I didn't even know where it was.
Do you want to? You want people to call it Duwassas?
You didn't even know where it was. You had no idea.
I knew it was in
it was.
Jackson. I didn't know how far out in Jackson it was.
Yeah, you didn't know.
I did know. I didn't know where in Jackson it was. Jackson's huge. One of the biggest towns.
Matide.
Yeah.
M-E-T-E-D.
Conk.
Conk.
I didn't say cock.
Yeah. Right. Conk.
Conk.
Matita Conk.
Yes, I know.
Well, no, you don't know because you've mispronounced it six times the last 2 days.
I got you tell me one thing. I got him tell me
I'm just trying
thing.
To help.
Guys are all over me, man.
I am just trying to
give me a break.
Matita Conk. Matita Conk.
Right.
All right. I got it now.
There you go. Yankees.
27 holes.
Oh, I'm in. I thought we were doing 36, but that's fine.
Oh, okay.
By the way, 3 seconds yesterday, again, 2 over 3, 8, a 10 on the par 5.
Oh, there you go.
Nice.
Big old 10.
What a dumb game. Carlos Rodon, Zach Gallen tonight, 625 on the fan. Marlins beat the Mets 4-2. Here was Kodai Senga. So he suffered the loss. You had the error by Francisco Lindor. He did issue a walk before giving up the go-ahead double to Graham Pauly. He says not good enough, even though the outing was okay.
I think it all comes down to not winning. I wasn't able to put my team in the best position to win. Gave up two runs quick against their ace. Our team got those two runs back, and then I let up lead again.
And that again starts with the error, and then the walk, and then the hit. Here was Francisco Lindor talking specifically about the two miscues. The second one really hurting Senga and his team.
Usually, errors happen when you take your eyes off the baseball, and I saw both of them. Like I saw them hit my glove, so my head, everything was on the baseball. Just missed them. You know, just go out there tomorrow, work at him, and make sure it doesn't happen again.
Mike, you got to give the guy a break, man. They just had a kid.
Not only that, I am still impressed with the fact that they had the baby, and he was there before first pitch Monday, and I think wanted to play. Was
100%
wanted to play,
yeah.
Pretty
and make a difference, it's a third kid. You're like, we've done this before.
I don't think so.
No?
I don't. No, I don't think so. I think it's still really cool that he was there.
I think mom takes over at this point. Mom says, get out of here and go play baseball.
Please
get out of there and go play baseball.
Yeah. I don't know.
That's exactly what you do.
For me, there was definitely a distinct difference between one and two, though. Because I remember we had Sabrina like on a Sunday and ended up taking that week off because it was so brand new and
it's
crazy and
sure.
everything else. But then with Summer, it was like we came from home from the hospital one day and then back in. So I think it just, for me, it was different. It was just like, oh, we're okay. Yep. We got this. We know how to do this now.
Yeah, yeah. You got it. You're all over it.
Yeah, you know me.
Yeah.
I love a diaper change.
Series finale today at 4:40. Clay Holmes makes the start for the Mets. Couple of things from the NFL owner meetings. Brian Daboll admitting that he is putting in the time to study Russ, his new quarterback.
Yeah, I've watched every play of his since 2012. He's got over 7,500 pass plays. You know, just wanted to see some of the things that he did well.
And then
wow, 7,500 pass plays. That's the guy's got nothing else to do in his life. And you ask me why I wouldn't want to do that?
It's his job.
No, I know, but that's a colossal waste of time. You do not need to go back to 2012. He was a different man at that point. I mean,
you watched last year, and then you watch him under Sean Payton. And I think you got a good feel. We all know who he is. We know who he is as a player. He's a careful player. He's a conservative player. When he sees it, he'll throw it deep, and I'm sure he will keep Malik Nabers happy.
I don't have the audio, but I guess it made waves that Daboll said he wasn't going to Shador Sanders Pro Day.
Maybe they know they're going to take him, and they're just going to leave it at that.
Perfect.
They probably studied the hell out of him.
Is Joe Shane going, though?
That's a really good question.
Because he does it. He went to, well, the other thing is Travis Hunter, same yep. Pro Day, so okay. that's interesting, but... So he didn't go to Cam Ward's. He wasn't there for that. He was there for Jaden Daniels, but also Malik Nabers was there. It's not like he goes to a lot of these pro days. So
I gotta watch all of Jameis Winston's throws.
Yeah. Oh my God. I mean,
wouldn't that be the follow up question? You know, Coach, what did you think when you were watching Jameis Winston's last 7,500 throws?
Yeah, could be, could have been. Now in Jacksonville, we've had fun with this. Obviously, Liam Cohen.
Duval.
That's never going to leave him. Kevin O'Connell made it very clear that it wasn't leaving him this week either in the NFL circles.
I will say that there may or may not have been a few Duvals from a few of us coaches throughout the week. He's probably had about enough of that.
Yeah. Duval.
The eyebrow raise is hilarious.
Oh, boy. Man, I wish you would have done that here. J-E-T-S.
I mean, the best take on that was C-Mac when he said he looked animatronic like he was in Pirates of the Caribbean, which is so, and just coming back from that, it's so true. Like, the head movement, it's like someone trying to be a human that can't.
Could you put him and Darren Mucci together?
Oh, God. If you want, yeah. Those guys are
with
just
the hands.
What we're gonna do here, here, and then here. There he goes.
Well yeah. done, guys. Well done. That's funny. The Knicks beat the Sixers 105-91. Big game for OG Anunoby again. He had 27. The Knicks without Jalen Brunson and Karl Anthony Townsend. Towns is expected to play tonight in Cleveland, where they take on the Cavaliers, who are 60-15 on the season. Couple of other notes from around the league. The T-Wolves beat the Nuggets in double overtime. Nikola Jokic in the loss, 61-10-10. Warriors beat the Grizzlies, 134-125. Steph Curry at 52. He had 12 threes on the night. So did you know that you were lined up to have a game like this?
My whole career, I've never really thought that way. You have confidence, you prepare yourself, but it's never a results-based thing. It's just understanding the work you put in. I did shoot it well this morning, a shoot-around, so you kind of feel good and have confidence, but you never think it's going to be a 50 night.
No, it was a 50 night. Not only that, beyond it, he had 5 steals, 10 rebounds, and 8 assists.
And I got to say something about his three-point shots. There's something about them that you want to watch.
It's Matt Mulder.
They're majestic. You know what he is? He's a needle mover.
Well, of course.
Yeah,
he changed the game.
He did change the game, but there is something about the way, like, it's almost Caitlin Clark shoots like he does. In other words, 3 steps over half court, boom.
Yeah.
I'm gonna just bombs away.
And that's why, so it's interesting you bring her up because, I mean, we've said forever, the reason why she's so popular is she did things first. Like no other female basketball player ever did.
True.
And Monica McNutt is talking about her success because she's white. To me, it's about Steph Curry is not. Well, Steph Curry is as popular because God. He shoots the threes like no one ever did. Ugh. And that's why Caitlin Clark is so popular, I think, anyway.
Caitlin Clark is like Larry Bird. You know, yeah. I mean, she's the female version of Larry Bird.
Except kids don't know that, though. We know that.
I understand it. But, kids, you know, she can shoot, threes. She can pass, she sees the game better than anybody else. It has nothing to do with her skin color. Jesus Christ. I mean, she is a great athlete. That's all there is to it.
I agree.
And there's jealousy throughout the WNBA because of it, and we all know it. We all see it. Why do you think 41 of her 44 games are going to be on national TV?
Well, because she's entertaining to watch.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She's the Steph Curry of the NBA now. How about that?
Exactly.
That's, she sees the court. She knows how to. She's an unbelievable passer. That's the other thing. I mean, her shooting is great, and that's what everybody focuses on. But when you see, like, great athletes playing their sport at the highest of levels, like she is, she just plays it at a different speed, and she sees it differently than everybody else.